back here on the Sports Connection on WKRV as it is 8:20 on this Saturday morning, and we're joined by Vandals basketball coach Joe Vanzo. And coach, it's been definitely an interesting week with all the snow and lack of games, and I'm sure lack of practices on some days.
Yeah, we did get three practices in this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it almost feels like we're starting a second season in a sense. Of course, we did get a chance to play last Friday against North Clay, but we're excited to get rolling here in the second half.
Yeah, like you said there, I mean, any time that you go on that kind of a week-ish break between the holiday tournament and the second half of the season and don't have a couple games after that, I mean, it feels like you're starting a second season, and kind of in some ways it can feel like you're starting from scratch, so to speak.
Yeah, a little bit. It does give you a chance as a coach, as a coaching staff, as a team to kind of look at, you know, what you've done so far this year and see if you can find any trends, you know, things that will, you know, make you improve as you go into the second half of the season. And we feel like we've done a lot of things better here, especially in the last 2 or 3 weeks, mainly with our rebounding effort at both ends of the floor and also shooting less three-pointers. We're 3-8 this year when we've shot more than 15 threes. So when we've shot less than 15 threes, we're 5-1. So just focusing on taking the best shot that we can get for our team and hopefully improving as we move forward.
And I think that was one thing, too, I noticed a lot in the Painted game was there were a lot of times where you had Quentin and Andrew who had maybe good shots, but then they were able to pass it up and get that extra pass, and then it led to someone else getting a better shot down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. For the most part, you know, when we play through the post and we get a touch on the block, it usually leads to a really good result for us, whether that be a kick out if a double comes on a catch-and-shoot three or a really, you know, high-percentage shot close to the basket. It also puts our guys in good position for offensive rebounding. Our offensive rebounding effort the last few games has been fantastic. And when we've been over 38% on our offensive rebound rate, which means that when we miss a shot, we get the rebound 38% of the time or more, we've been 6-0 this year. And our effort the last two games was our highest two offensive rebounding games of the year, and that helped contribute to the win.
You talked about offensive rebounding a couple times, and really that's one of the most important aspects of basketball, because not only are you getting yourself an extra possession, but you're also taking away a possession from the other team as well.
Yeah, and also, you know, when you get that offensive rebound, it usually their defensive team's in a scramble situation, or, you know, the rebound is near the basket, so it's going to lead to a higher percentage shot. You know, so even in some of those games where you don't shoot the ball particularly well, if you are able to, you know, get an offensive rebound, it will help mask, you know, that poor shooting percentage because you got more shots up. And we felt like that was a contributing factor, especially in the Painted game. We shot it really well against North Clay, but our offensive rebound rate was really high. So when we did happen to miss, we were able to get the rebound, and it was just a great overall offensive effort.
One guy, too, that has really stood out to me the last few games has been Lucas Bowers, able to step into the starting role, and he's really provided a good spark for you guys the last few games.
He's really coming along. Great finisher at the rim with either hand. He's getting more comfortable. A presence on defense. He's always around the basket. He's hard to finish on. Good defensive rebounder. And we love the growth that we've seen out of him, and he's heading the right way.
And I feel like, too, you can make an argument for him possibly being the best athlete on this team.
He does a tremendous job sprinting the floor. A lot of times a big kid doesn't have the best motor in the world, but he's the opposite of that. He's always sprinting end-to-end, rim-to-rim. We were watching film on Thursday night as a team, the Painted game, and he actually fell down on defense whenever they made a basket, and he was still able to get up and sprint the length of the floor. We were able to get him a touch at the basket that led to him dropping it off to Wade for an easy bucket. You know, so he's a kid that's just, he's maximum effort all the time. gives you everything he's got, every possession, and he's still got a lot of growing to do. I mean, he's still raw. He's still growing into his body. He's still getting stronger, and he's extremely coachable, and he's just a super great kid, and we love seeing the success that he's had on the floor.
And one thing too, I've couldn't help but notice the last few games too, is that, you know, a majority of this team is made up of sophomores and juniors. I know Wade and Isaac have done a good job of contributing. Ian does a good job giving you an inside presence on defense and rebounds too, but you're going to have a majority of this team coming back. And if this team continues to get better and continue to improve and grow and develop, it's going to be a fun group to watch for the next few years.
Yeah, we like the direction we're headed for sure. You know, we do have a mix of kids in all three classes, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, that are contributing. And, you know, we're trying to find the right mix and balance going forward. We are starting three sophomores right now. But we're excited for what's ahead here in the second half of the season for us for sure.
I know last night a conference game that you would have liked to have back, but of course, you know, just this is one of the things that makes basketball kind of frustrating in the Midwest, is you're going to have days like or weeks like this where you're going to have a lot of snow, and practices and games are going to be hard to come by at times.
Yeah, we had really good game prep going into last night for the Carlinville game, and luckily, we were both able to find a Tuesday night where we did not have a game to reschedule it, which will make kind of a dead week for us. That first week of February, we were not supposed to play. You know, gives us a game in the middle of that, which is nice. Also, kind of a silver lining. Hopefully, Isaac will be back by then, so that's another game that he is able to play. You know. And we are hopeful that we can get today in. I mean, I don't see why that would be an issue at this point. So we're thankful that we have that opportunity today. Also, we're playing at home, which will be our ninth straight game at home. Very underrated thing about coaching here at Vandalia is all the home games. It will be our 11th home game of the year, which is just fantastic. There were years when I was at Hillsborough where we only had 8 or 9 home games for the entire season. So, you know, for us to this be our 11th home game, we still have 6 or 7 weeks left in the season. That's just awesome. So we're hopeful to get this one in today against the Salem team. Has played a really tough schedule. The record's very deceiving, but we're excited about the opportunity for sure.
You talk about having a lot of home games, and that's one thing too that really can help out the kids a lot. You know, you're used to playing at that gym. You practice in it every day. You don't have to travel, which is also a huge plus for high school kids. And overall, I mean, it's a big confidence booster and something that you sometimes take for granted.
For sure. Our kids are comfortable playing at home. Usually you shoot it better at home. Doesn't always turn out that way, but, you know, it's the shooting background that you look at every single day at practice, you know, so hopefully that leads to some better field goal percentages. Like you said, it's nice to not have to travel. You know, we love playing at home for sure.
Of course, too, like you said, a chance to get another game against this a really good Salem team, a team that always has a lot of tradition, and they're usually one of the better teams at the high 2A, low 3A level, and you know that it's going to be a battle tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They're extremely physical. They play too big. They have a lot of size. You know, I think that we match up okay with them, but you know, looking at their record, does not do them justice. I mean, they've played Columbia and Bree Central and St. Anthony. They've played Olney. They play a lot of 3A schools, like you mentioned. So it'll definitely be a battle for sure. I know that we went over there last year. And did not play well, did not have a great effort, and they really took it to us. So we're excited about the opportunity of playing them today on our home floor, and hopefully we can get back to 500 at 9-9. It's a great opportunity for us from that standpoint to get back to that mark, and then see where we can go from here.
You talk about getting back to 500, and the first half of your schedule was extremely tough, but the second half, looking ahead, I mean, it's only going to get tougher from here.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule all the way through. You know, and there were some games in the first half of the year, you know, we were definitely disappointed and felt like we could have played better. But at the same time, you know, you're not going to get them all. And, you know, during a loss, you know, you need to learn some things about your team and you know, hopefully, you know, fix those mistakes and make some corrections to where that you can get more of those games in the second half. And we're excited about that. We like the direction that we're headed, winning 4 out of our last 5. And as we get here into the conference, kind of the bulk of the conference season, you know, it's going to be tough for us. Conference is really good this year. I feel like there's no easy games, you know. So we're hopeful and excited that we have this opportunity to, like you said, get back to 500 and hopefully take off from here.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning and look forward to seeing you at the game later tonight.
Thanks, Izzy. As always, we appreciate your guys' coverage. Have a great day.
You too, Coach. Thank you.